From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Tom Baudet, Adam Felber, and Amy Dickinson. And here again is your host at the Kentucky Center for the Performing Arts in Louisville, Kentucky, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Bill enjoys our time in horse country by rhyming bareback. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, according to new research, women who undergo a sex change and transition to becoming men, once they do that, they're no longer able to do what?
Is there just one answer to this?
My guess is no.
It's probably not the obvious ones. I'm guessing, let's say, empathize with their spouses.
Good answer.
Well, they can't. They may be able to do that, but they won't be able to empathize with their spouses while making their kids' lunches, for example.
Multitask.
Right. This
wow.
is true. Men, we all know this, have been bad multitaskers throughout history, all the way back to prehistoric times. But a new study shows that even women transitioning into becoming men, as they do it, lose that God-given ability to women to multitask. This might be disappointing to them until they realize that they can use the extra 25% in salary they now make to hire other people to multitask
oh!
for them. No, I mean, this story for us was a little weird because, you know, you're all happy for people who are transitioning if that's what they want and that's what they need. But they have to be ready. It's not going to be all jeans and flannel shirts and complete social dominance. They'll lose.
You're also going to get stupid.
You're also going to get dumb.
But the good thing is,
you're single-minded. You're going to wake up from the operation and go, you know, when I went under, I had a lot on my mind.
Yeah. Adam, the Pope is coming to Philadelphia next month, as I'm sure you know. Merchandisers are cashing in. Among the many souvenirs already on sale, for $48.95 is a Pope-themed what?
Pope on a rope.
Pope, that's a great idea.
Oh, my God. That's such a good idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a Pope-themed something.
It's a Pope-themed thing. It's kind of like you can make your own miracle every morning at breakfast.
It's a Pope-themed toaster.
Exactly right.
A toaster.
It toasts an image of the pontiff into your toast.
That's exactly right.
No kidding.
The Pope toaster, which would have been condemned in the book of Leviticus if they had the foresight to think of it. Thou shalt not toast a graven image upon your bread. But this one toasts the face of Pope Francis onto your bread.
What if you have Pop-Tarts every day? So it'd be like the Pope Pop-Tart.
It'd be Pope-Tarts.
Pope-Tarts.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you put a piece of toast in the toaster and it pops out and it's the face of Jesus, is that a miracle?
Oh. Hmm.
Well, actually, no, since it's supposed to be Pope Francis, it's probably just a malfunction.
No. Okay. It might depend on the bread brand. You know?
Yes, that's right.
Well, it works well on wafers.
Yeah, sure.
Wonder Bread is like the white, the clean white sheet of bread.
Don't try it on a bagel, though.
No.
So it's just a thing to feed the multitudes one at a time.
Yeah.
The Pope needs a bagel like he needs a hole in the head.
Ah.
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
Little very specific Pope toaster joke for you all.